Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92 on the game. John Fricke until the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. Dukes and Bell, who are at the company Christmas party downstairs, are going to be back up here. They are going to be raring to go. Yeah, because they're getting that fire-up juice. I don't need no fire-up juice. I don't day drink anyway. Don't care if people drink. It's fine by me. I do my share of it. I just don't do it during the day and because I just don't. Yeah, usually because if I day drink, then by, 6 o'clock, I'm, and I don't want to do that.
What about,
I actually want to watch,
what about like tailgating situations? You don't do anything then either? Like, you're at the game, getting ready for Indiana. It's a 3:30 kick, No, not even then?
Wow. When was the last time I went to the, Data, that's actually a really good question. When was the last time I went to a game as a fan? Whew. It's been 20 some odd years. Yeah, maybe. Sure, when I went as a fan. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, that's fair.
Okay, just checking. Yeah.
But I don't have to host a show. I'm not saying that they are. And by the way, I'm not saying they are. I'm not calling anybody out. You do you. It's all good. It's fine by me. I want everybody to live their best life and have the, you go do your thing here. College football game time, of course, comes up on Saturday. What a weekend it's going to be. You got the Heisman Trophy. I think that's probably over. I think it's going to be Fernando Mendoza, but we'll see. And, of course, we'll get into all the matchups in the college football playoffs. By the way, one of the things we'll talk about in the college football game time that we're not going to get to on this show is I did find it kind of interesting that suddenly Jim Phillips of the ACC is running around pounding the podium saying, hey, it's time to expand the playoffs. I'm like, oh, that, finally got the ACC on board. All it took was them to get shafted. And Notre Dame is, hey, we need to expand the playoffs. Oh, okay. I see how this works now. Jeez. All right. Yeah. And by the way, if they're going to expand the playoffs, which I think they are, they've got about 3 weeks to do it. All right. Because once we get into January, I think that window is going to close for next year. We may have to go through this again one more year before we get to 16 teams because they got to redo. They got to redo all the contracts, and they got to get rid of bowl games. By the way, can we just make bowl games go away? Okay. But anyway, you got about 3 weeks or so, maybe a month at the most, to decide if you're going to go to 16 games. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about the NFL. Little 4th-and-1 in the NFL. Well, the hour and this 4th-and-1 segment is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. As much angst as we have, there's angst around the league in a lot of places that, you know, are trying to figure, like, you know, up the road from me in Indianapolis where the Colts got off to that great start and said, oh, it's Indiana Jones. And I'm like, he's Daniel Jones. At some point, he's got to come down to earth, right? I mean, he's Daniel Jones. And then he started to come down there, and then he got injured. And so now they're out there trying to trot out, you know, they trotting out Philip Rivers at age 44. I mean, I hope it works for him. Day-Day, Philip Rivers is 44, which immediately, of course, led to speculation, you know, did they reach out to Matt Ryan, who knows a little bit about it, and he's 4 years younger? I mean, should the Falcons call Matt Ryan?
Well, that's what I thought about. I'm not going to lie. I was like, should the Falcons call Matt Ryan then?
I mean, I'm sure Matt's not probably in playing shape. Maybe Rivers has stayed in playing shape just because he was kind of hoping to get another crack. You know, Matt's getting fat and happy as an announcer here. But there are other teams out there that are trying to figure it out. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles are having also Nick Sirianni and this whole Jalen Hurts thing. I mean, people are like, well, you got to bench Jalen Hurts. Really? Okay, and do what? You know? And Sirianni is like, don't be ridiculous. Man, this day and age of X and social media and Reddit and TikTok and everything else, sports talk radio probably didn't help, the immediate kind of knee-jerk reaction, we should have such problems here. Yeah. I mean, not in benching quarterbacks. We've gone through that. But benching quarterbacks when we're coming off Super Bowls and still have a pretty good team, which we haven't done around here. Meantime, Jaden Daniels also not going to play this Sunday. Should Dan Quinn went from right the he was like the god. Should Dan Quinn be fired?
No, I mean, look, Jaden Daniels gets hurt. Like they just the thing in with the Commanders, they've just had things weren't able to come together for them. So I don't know. It's way too soon. I think after the year they had last year, you can't fire him after you had a run like that last year just because things didn't kind of went off the rail this year.
We've seen that here. We know the whole Dan Quinn go off the rails thing. And look, he did great things his first 3 years, and then it just went sideways on him. And again, with Quinn, they waited way, way, way too long to make a change. I mean, they waited seasons to make a change. You know? I mean, so this is the problem here is they waited too long to make the change. And, you know, by the time they did, you know, the other candidates are gone. And everybody likes to point out, look at what this guy's doing here. Look what this guy's doing there. And look what we got. Well, okay. One of the reasons is you're not proactive. And they're not being proactive again. Because if you were to fire your coach, if you had done it after the Miami game or done it after, you know, any other debacle that we've had here over the last, you know, 7-8 weeks, if you had done it then and put an interim coach in, you could at least begin to start to explore what are you going to do at the head coaching position. You could get the people that you need to do all the vetting, you know, because what is this? The one thing this franchise does not need, in my opinion, is a college coach or a 27-year-old hot coordinator. Not that sometimes they don't work out. I mean, the Sean McVays and apparently Leon Combe and some of the younger guys, you know, we saw what Matt LaFleur did and, you know, we certainly saw what Kevin O'Connell did, and there are young, you know, coaches who did very well at times, you know, with their new gigs. Not that you can't hit, but boy, you miss on one of those. This franchise cannot miss on the next one. And so you got to get that right. If you are going to make a change, you got to get it right. But you got to put yourself in a position where you can make it right, because this is the problem here right now, is that there's no reason. I know that Jason Lockenfora came out and said, he's as good as gone. That's talking about Raheem. And I don't trust Jason Lockenfora, so that's just between you and me. Don't tell him that, but I don't care if you do. I don't trust Lockenfora's reporting. So he's as good as gone. That's not what Raheem said. Raheem was asked about this, and Raheem said, oh, no, I'm not going nowhere. Let's hear Raheem. All right. Let's hear Day-Day.
He is 100% in support of me. Like, the supporting an issue, you know. He is absolutely outstanding. And, like, his ability to listen to us, his ability to be there for us, his ability to be in it with us is absolutely 100% awesome. And, like, it's everybody. It's all hands-on-deck mentality with the organization, and I can't say enough about that.
Wow. Oh, man.
And that's I say he's probably – there's a good feeling that he's coming back.
What exactly am I missing here? You have a fiduciary responsibility to your company, correct, if you're an owner, to your stockholders. And that fiduciary responsibility is to increase the value of your franchise. Understand that the one thing that increases, what's the one thing, boys, girls, moms, and dads, what is the one thing that increases the value of your franchise more than any other? Winning. Winning, winning, winning. The only reason that the Dallas Cowboys are the number one most valuable sports property in the world, and they are, is because back in the day, they won a lot. Now, they haven't won in the last 30 years, but that's a different story. So, but they built such a brand that they are still the number one most valuable sports franchise on earth because they won. And you look at the other ones that are in the top five, the New York Yankees, Manchester United, you know, I mean, these are Barcelona, you know, these are the reason they are is because they won. They're winners. And so if you're an owner, your responsibility, your fiduciary responsibility to your shareholders and your stockholders is to win. And winning not only breeds market value for your team if you were to sell it, but it also does what? Oh, it sells tickets. It, you know, you go out there and you got to spend money to make money. Baseball is a perfect example of that because there's no salary cap, but we see what the Dodgers have done, right? I mean, it was brilliant, but they spent a lot of money. But they also realized the income revenue stream. They made so much money on Ichiro, it's not even funny. I mean, not on Ichiro. I mean, they made, listen to me. I'm going back to my Mariners days. No. They made so much money just marketing uniforms in Japan. Do you know that I think they made that $1 billion contract back and more just in uniform sales in Japan, did they?
Yeah.
Of their three or four Japanese stars. They made so much money, they paid for all the, we'll just make it up in uniform sales. Whew, okay. Oh, my God. The Falcons. The Falcons have, they have star upon star upon star. You know, they're not marketing their stars. They're not, well, that's not fair. I take that back. Not able to market their stars the way they want to because the stars aren't on a team that's winning. So I stand corrected on that. That is no slight against anybody in the marketing department of the Falcons. I actually think the teams in town do a good job, all the teams in town do a very good job of marketing. But it's hard. It's a difficult job to market something when the product itself doesn't sell itself. And the product sells itself when people are engaged, and people are engaged when you win. Okay? It's really a difficult job marketing a loser. And I mean, right now that's what they are. And now you're not sitting around telling us and giving us any reason to believe that the future is going to get any better because there's no hint of the future getting any better. Maybe it's time for Arthur Blank, Mr. Blank, maybe it's time for you to come public. We haven't seen a lot of you. Maybe it's time for you to, I'm not asking you to apologize. You have nothing to apologize for. I am asking you to lay down the law. Hold a noose.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Conference and lay down the law about what you find acceptable. We don't need an apology for this. We need a game plan. John Fricke in for Dukes and Bell, who will be here at the top of the hour and give you their thoughts on everything that's going on, because we got four games to go that start tomorrow night, and I got no idea. Four or five games of nothingness, right? Already eliminated. Four or five games of just nothing. On Sports Radio 90 Time of the Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.